Case, Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer again for another episode right here, the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University, here on this Tuesday, take two, March 31st, 2026. Your very first time on this podcast, thank you so much again for taking the time out of your morning to do so. We're coming at you daily, sometimes twice a day, like y'all gonna get this morning, or here and there, three times a day. This is your daily Wildcat podcast. All things K-State sports, from men's, women's golf, women's tennis, outdoor track and field, so much more. Also, we have fall sports doing some spring stuff right now with women's volleyball. Obviously, your football going on as well. And they slowly get ready for their fall season in 2026. We're in 2026. So there's that. Eddie Greer, oh, by the way, your host of the Pro Bunch Podcast, all things K-State sports. All things K-State sports. All right, so we're going to play two for one here. You will, by the time this episode comes out, game three postcast of, I'm going to start with baseball first, because they play tonight. So there's that. And we'll get to the men's golf here in just a minute. But yeah, there was a loop change. There's a little change. This was supposed to be a primetime game tonight, but with weather in the area, it looks like, and this was announced yesterday. So with a concern about weather in Provo, they moved the time up. It's going to be 4 Central time, 2 o'clock Pacific-ish time, you want to say that, here on this podcast. But anyways, the more important part, it'll be 4 Central time, local time, for the Midwest folks, especially K-State Nation. Obviously, you know, K-State, they need to find a way to win this game. That is the bottom line there as well. You have a team that's .500, BYU, 13-13 coming into this matchup this afternoon, 4-5 in the Big 12. K-State is also 4-5 in the Big 12. Missed opportunities have killed K-State in the last 2 weeks. So, the last time they played a one-off, they lost at home to Nebraska last Tuesday, and K-State is currently 18-10 right now heading into this match with BYU. It was supposed to be at 6, but they moved it a couple hours because of the concern for weather, and it's already windy over in it's already super super windy in the Midwest already. This wind has been already a concern, so you're gonna have to deal with that going on. But yeah, head coach Pete Hughes and company, coming off a back-to-back series conference series losses, Arizona State, and most recently Utah, which, like I've said on all the postcasts, again, if you missed out on any of the postcasts, you know, again, a game three postcast will come out the first thing, and then you're gonna fall. And this is gonna fall right behind that, and we're gonna talk men's golf in a minute. But you wonder what if. So those could come back to bite K-State. Those losses right here could come back to bite K-State here if you want to play more baseball past the Big 12 tournament. So that is the game today. BYU, 4 o'clock Central Time. Yeah, I'll be still on the back end of my shift at work. So I'm actually trying to be more consistent and get done with the route at a certain time, because I got workout that I'm going to be doing afterwards. So yeah, I usually be running at this. I was like, no, let's just change it up. We're not there yet, but we got something cooking despite everything else going on there as well. So, but yeah, that's a small update there. From baseball, that was the time was supposed to be 6 tonight, but it got moved a couple hours due to concern of weather in Provo, Utah. K-State will look to bounce back. They need to bounce back there. I probably say this could be, is it wrong to say this could be one of the biggest game of the year with K-State baseball? We're going to find out later on this afternoon. Of course, we'll have the postcast of it afterwards or the next day here on the Pro Bunch Podcast, all things K-State sports. Again, game three postcast of that Utah series, a wild Utah series will come out first thing this morning. And then, of course, you're going to have this right here. How about the K-State men's golf team? Two rounds yesterday in Mobile, Alabama, for the Mobile Bay Intercollegiate, and they're right in the thick of things right now. A solid day for head coach Grant Robbins and his men's golf team. Grant Robbins is back there as well. So, yeah, 11 under, par 273, and you could probably say this is finally their... Yeah, I mean, they still got one more day to play. But this is probably the best performance to this point, all caps there as well. K-State right there is in this runner position after two rounds played yesterday in Mobile, Alabama for the Mobile Bay Intercollegiate. There, the Wildcats hold a two-round total of 11 under, eight shots back of the leading South Alabama team right now. You gotta like what you're doing. But again, gotta consider these conditions out here Midwest. You gotta think some of that is going down there. But hey, you have to deal with what you can get, right? You cannot have everybody wants the perfect conditions. Particularly with running a Pacific, a marathon, especially a marathon or half marathon. You want the perfect conditions, you want everything lined up so you can run that PR or whatnot, but sometimes you have to deal with the conditions. But this men's golf team, again, has dealt with everything, but I think that this is the best they've looked all spring long right there. Here is Grant Robbins here in a post-release after day one, 2-for-1. First and second rounds were played yesterday for the men's golf team. For K-State out there, down there in Mobile, Alabama. Quote, overall, it was a very good day for us. Coach Robin says, quote, we got off to a slow start, but it began to get some things going in the last few holes of the first round. And that momentum definitely carried over into this round two. The wind picked up in the afternoon, and we did a really good job of hitting our spots, staying patient, and taking advantage of the par fives. The conditions should be similar tomorrow, so the game plan will stay the same, which is to keep playing one shot at a time, and hopefully we can make a run at it, end quote. Yeah, so you're going to start eight shots back today behind South Alabama, and I just said the wind. Yeah, it's windy down here. Well, I should say up here in the KC area right now. You can definitely feel that wind up there, so we're gonna find out what this team is made of. But yeah, huge momentum. See, hey, confidence builder. I like to use the words building blocks here on the show or my other podcast, right? You want to carry that momentum into the day. It's going to be similar, maybe even a little bit worse than that there as well. Let's check out his lineup here. Let me see. I'm overlooking a little bit here. Yeah, this lineup here, as of late, they've been led by the young guys with the K-State men's team, right? So right there, Fionn Dobbin, sophomore, and Oliver Toye. We got to remind people of that. This team's young, and they have a couple of seniors on this team, like a J.P. Rowe. J.P. Rowe has been in this program for a little bit. And the transfer, Shay Harmiston, also a senior there as well. Let me see here. We got a few players. We got two under par there. Yeah, two under par right now. Fionn Dobbin, Oliver Toyer, Shay Harmiston, and J.P. Roller. I think they're all in that category right now. There as well. Let me see if I can pick up anything else. Yeah, well, all right. So another youngster, Vil Vrkala, one shot back there, 12th place there. He's at one under par, par 141 there from Finland. Alex Lindstrom, another senior. See there? Maybe half their lineup is senior there. But we know Alex Lindstrom, senior. He bounced back from a 3-over par in the first round in the morning session, flipped it to 3-under par. Right there. Okay. Yeah. 3-under par right there in the second round in the afternoon session. there as well. So, yeah, that's kind of a brief look right there from Mets Golf. Mobile Bay Intercollegiate, second place right now. Their lineup has been solid. A slow off to, like Coach Grant Robbins said, of the Mets Golf team, slow start, but pick things up to kind of end for the morning session, the first round, and then turn around the second round in the 8 p.m. session and really went to work on this field. We'll see if they can cut this deficit a little bit against South Alabama here in the final day down there in Mobile, Alabama. So you got the Mets Golf team down there in Mobile trying to close the gap, try to build momentum from off of yesterday. And you got the baseball team looking for any kind of momentum later this afternoon when they take on BYU in Provo. The time change from 6, I believe it was 6, but don't matter now because it got changed to 4 o'clock out there, Provo, Utah. K-State come off of back-to-back Big 12 conference series losses, and then not even to mention you lost to Nebraska in the one-off midweek game last week there as well. So K-State baseball definitely got some work to do here this afternoon. The Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, you can get it. We're a podcast, my friend, mobile daily. We're just core K-State content. Y'all know what it is. iTunes, Spotify, you find us pretty much on everywhere on podcasting platforms. The Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Make sure you tell a fellow K-Stater about the Pro Project Podcast. We got to go to work on, well, EG3's got to go to work a little bit. How he's going to get some of these important things outside of podcast accomplished. Well, it's us about that. We got to think about this over. But anyways, yeah, so the men's golf team and the baseball team got to figure some things out this today, and we'll keep our eyes out for them. And of course, we'll have our recaps on both of those tomorrow. And then, yeah, women's golf was in action as well. I will get to that momentarily there as well. But, yeah, this is, hey, you want to keep up with the latest on spring sports? Definitely, this is the podcast for you. All things K-State sports, definitely in full swing. The outdoor track and field team started their outdoor season last week, and so much more. So, definitely, there's plenty of activity right now around the campus of Manhattan, Kansas. You want to, if you're not subscribed already, you might want to hop on that train right now, subscribe to this podcast, and add this to your collection of K-State podcast. Alex Ann out there in Santa California. It's Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. Appreciate y'all, K-State Nation. This has been another episode of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State athletics. Go Cats.